And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Martha Pearson with Search Health Promotion and Zach Desmond from Braveheart Volunteers, here to talk about the MAP Community Health Assessment. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, so we're here to talk about MAP, M-A-P-P. Martha, can you talk about what this community health assessment is all about?
I can. The MAP is an acronym for Mobilizing Action Through Planning and Partnerships. And what does that mean to anybody out there? I think of it as MAP like a roadmap. It was a process that multiple health care stakeholders in Sitka underwent this year and gathered together all sorts of data. Some of it was public health data, like the causes of death and the causes of injury, and a lot of really great information that's available to us. And some of it was survey work, where we asked Sitkans what they thought about health in Sitka and what it's like to live in Sitka and what they would like to see with health and life in Sitka. And we put it all together to make an action plan. The cool thing about MAP is that it's not just identifying problems, but it's actually setting the stage for real people to address these problems and make things better.
And do actual concrete work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were some of the data points or some of the information that came out of this assessment that really struck you?
Well, one of the big things that came out of it was this amazing list of things that are going really well. We're standing on the shoulders of everybody who came before us in Sitka who's been working on health over decades. And what we noticed is a few positive health factors that we're really excited about. Sitka has a lower obesity rate, both for natives and non-natives. Heart disease rates are decreasing. Smoking rates are decreasing, which is really exciting. We have good access to recreational environments. That was a theme that came out of the survey. Our youth wear their bike helmets more than other parts of the state, which is exciting. High school and college education rates are high for Sitka. We have less violent crime than we did. And we have more healthcare providers per capita than the rest of the state. Now, there's more to that picture, but those are some of the positive health factors that came out of that data.
Was anything surprising?
I don't think so. I've been working in healthcare for a long time, and I was actually really happy to see those rates, and I was glad because I just know how hard people have been working in these areas, you know, over the last 10 years to improve those. We call them, you know, the chronic disease risk factors. But these are the things like whether people are exercising on a regular basis or not, or whether they're using tobacco or not. So it's nice to see those rates going in the right direction.
So that feedback and that data, sort of like a pat in the back and just some numbers and some storytelling from citizens that reinforce your own perceptions in part.
In part, yes. And that was good to see. And it was also really good to, we had multiple forums. We intentionally had all the stakeholders. And I wanted to just kind of mention who the groups were. Search was one participant, but Sitka Community Hospital, Braveheart Volunteers, the public health nurses, multiple members of the group from the Safe Shelter, from Sitka Tribe of Alaska. We brought together just multiple community citizens, people who care about this stuff. And they all worked really hard to collect information and bring the information back to wherever their main groups were. They asked questions and listened. And we collected a lot of themes that bubbled up about what people thought was going well and what people thought maybe not so well and areas that we'd like to work.
So we heard about a little bit about what's going well. What mm-hmm. about the areas of growth?
Well, bubbling to the surface were great concern about cost of living and particularly the cost of healthy foods. Nutrition is a big part of, you know, how healthy a person's body is, of course, and people are concerned that the foods that are processed and high in sugar tend to be less expensive, and so it's harder to get the healthier foods onto their family's table on a regular basis. Some other issues are that as much as we have excellent health care here that's available, the costs of that health care is still quite high, and that, you know, that makes it not accessible to many people. The data showed that drinking rates for youth, particularly just binge drinking, not regular drinking, but binge drinking. So people who drink a lot in one time, those rates are high. And so that's a concern, because binge drinking is dangerous in and of itself, and it also can predict a lifelong dependence on alcohol. Another area of work for Sitka is people reported a high score of what they call adverse childhood events. And that's kind of a relatively new concept in public health. But, you know, when you think of people's life, we all have good things happen and we all have bad things happen. You know, it's just part of life. But it isn't what this data shows is that if you give in a given population like Sitka, some people have multiple hard things happen to them in their childhood, such as, you know, a parent who is struggling with addiction, domestic violence in the home. Maybe a parent dies or has to go away, and so the child is left without that security. Many people have something like this happen in their life, and they go on to be wonderful and successful and healthy and happy. But if you have multiple things like this happen, it makes it that much harder to be healthier down the line.
And so ACE scores, Sitka's a bit higher in those.
Yes. So the way that I think of it, I have a 10-year-old at home, Melissa, and she likes to listen to the music she likes to listen to really loud. And I like to listen to the music I like to listen to really loud. And so if you're a person who's struggling with, you know, issues from your childhood that you haven't worked out, issues of grief, issues of addiction, it's like there's really loud music playing in the house when you're trying to listen to your own music, and it's chaotic and you can't hear. And I think our area of work could be to help people identify what's going on with them and cope with what they need to cope with so that they can move on and make healthy choices.
So that brings us to our next topic, which is the assessment has identified areas for improvement. So how does that translate into areas of work? What do we do with this information?
Well, that's where we are. Some of the things that we're talking about here, it's we want to focus on as a MAP team, if you will, and what we want to focus on in the upcoming Sitka Health Summit Planning Day, which is October 9th, 8:30 to 4 p.m. at UAS. We want to focus, what can we change from this list? What are the things that we can look at? We can't change the fuel costs, for instance. We're not going to have an impact on fuel costs, which would then have an effect on the costs of healthy foods, for instance. But we're looking at what are we going to be able to do to change our behaviors and or change the environment or the system within which we interact to increase our access to traditional and healthy foods. If we're striving for a healthy weight and we can build the health of our community, what will that actually look like? What can we do to support each other in that as a community? And that's the question that we're excited to answer with our entire community, just as we took in so many different voices, over 400 voices for our, the quality of life and the concepts of what's going well and what are we having trouble with survey. We want to bring people back into that conversation and find out, what are some of the ideas about how we can change these things?
So the Sitka Health Summit is coming up on October 9th, and that's where you're hoping a lot of this work will begin. How can people be involved?
Well, by attending the summit, bringing good ideas, and the Health Summit is a processing exercise where we bring up ideas and then people can look at each other and say, that's a great idea. I think we should put our ideas together and work together. The strength of the Health Summit is that it focuses all of that, you know, the different energy of the people in the room into 2 to 4 this year. We're going to be able to support up to 4 projects that will work on one of these issues over the next year. Examples of activities that the group has done in the past include working on the farmers market as a way to increase access to freshly grown, locally grown fruits and vegetables. The mural that is up at Bletchley Middle School that exhibits respect and honoring the lives of all people. And so those are just two examples, Melissa.
If anyone would like to take a look at the data in preparation for the Health Summit, how can they do so?
They can go to sitkahealthsummitak.org. It will be actually be up by the end of the day.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thanks,
Melissa.
We've been speaking with Martha Pearson and Zach Desmond about the MAP Community Health Assessment and upcoming Sitka Health Summit.